Well, it's a few weeks later than originally planned, but a brand new season of the Do It Scared podcast is finally here. You guys have been very patient with me as I have tried to figure out how to juggle all these different balls that I got going on. But getting back to this podcast is something I have definitely been wanting to do for a very long time now. So today in this welcome back episode, I'm just going to share a little bit about my vision for this new season of the Do It Scared podcast and what you can expect from me going forward. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. Hey guys, welcome back to the Do It Scared podcast, and welcome to what, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to be calling season two of the Do It Scared podcast. So for those of you who are brand new or listening for the very first time, my name is Ruth Sukup. I am the founder and creator of a number of different brands, including Living Well, Spending Less, Elite Blog Academy, Thinlicious, and of course, Do It Scared, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of a whole bunch of books. And as you may have gathered from that very brief introduction, I kind of have a lot of different things going on, which is why, honestly, this podcast has sort of been relegated to the back burner for a little while now. Because quite frankly, there are only so many hours of the day, and sometimes something just has to give. But bringing back this podcast has really been something that has been on my mind and on my heart for a little while now. I'd say probably about 6 months. It's something that I get asked about all the time. And frankly, it is something that I actually really love doing, right? I don't love everything in my business, but I just love the medium of podcasting. I love it so much more than any other form of content creation, any other form of communication. Even though I'm a writer and I love writing, I love that podcasting is a chance to just go deep and to be honest and to be real and authentic and to talk about topics that actually matter. And you may or may not know this already, but a few months ago, I actually launched a different podcast specifically for my Thinlicious brand. It's called Ditch the Carbs. And if you haven't had a chance to listen, but you are interested in topics that relate to women's health and wellness, everything from insulin resistance and cholesterol to depression and gut health, even those new weight loss drugs that everybody is talking about, that is the place where you can go to hear all of that and so much more. It's very focused on that one topic. And if you like my style of podcasting, where I tend to go deep on a topic and share lots of practical takeaways, then you probably will like that one too, if it's a topic you're at all interested in. So again, it is called Ditch the Carbs, and you can find it wherever you like to listen to this podcast. But Do It Scared, the Do It Scared podcast, has been, how do I say this? It's been a little bit trickier for me to figure out what to do with, especially as my business has expanded. I've got all these different things going on because it's not really tied to any one particular brand. Yes, I know it's Do It Scared, but that's not a brand that I actively work on. It's a book that I have, and I guess it's a brand, but, and then there's this podcast, but it doesn't really go anywhere, right? It's always just sort of been a combination of all the things that I talk about in all of my various brands, whether that's business and entrepreneurship or just life in general or time management or goals or health or mindset. So I don't know, what would I call Do It Scared? I guess Do It Scared to me has really just been about having the courage to live life on your own terms and the courage to be authentic and real and just dare to push yourself past your comfort zone. And that applies obviously to all different areas of our life. And so as I was thinking about bringing this podcast back, I started to wonder what it could look like to me to have one place on the internet that wasn't necessarily restricted by one particular focus or connected to one particular brand or have just even like some big goal in mind, right? I'm a business owner. I think about business. I teach other business owners how to think about their business, how to grow their business, how to be profitable in their business. So obviously that's something that I have to think about. I have employees. They don't work for free, right? That's just part of life. But I also just sometimes want to have a place to be me, right? And so I thought, like, what if I could just have a place to have real conversations about a variety of topics that I care about that don't necessarily have anything to do with my business? Maybe sometimes it will or sometimes it won't. But what if I had a place that could just be a place for me to be me, not productivity Ruth or business coach Ruth or health expert Ruth or New York Times bestselling author Ruth or get your life together Ruth, but just like Ruth, you know, the same Ruth I get to be with my friends and family, the Ruth that's just real and fun and a little bit bossy and maybe sometimes a little bit too direct. The Ruth that loves Jesus, but also has kind of a potty mouth sometimes. The Ruth that yells at my kids and makes martinis for all my neighbors and spoils my two crazy dogs, even though they destroy all my furniture and make my life complete chaos most of the time. So what if this was that place? What if this was a no rules kind of place? I mean, one of my mottos is rules are for suckers. So I don't know why I haven't thought of this before. But what if this could just be a place that I could have good conversations with interesting people about topics that I genuinely care about, even if they're not necessarily connected to something in my business or having to lead people to something else in my business? What if I could just sit down and turn on the record button and dive into whatever topic happens to be deep on my mind, whether it's dealing with teenagers or navigating business challenges or discussing a really great book that I just read? What if I stopped worrying about needing to have a set schedule or an editorial calendar and moving people down a path to opt into my lead magnet and do the next thing and take the next action? And instead, I just allowed each moment to and each episode to just come as it comes. And I started thinking about that, right? What would that look like? What if I just let this be a place where I can share my heart without thinking about the business aspect of it and let the chips fall where they may? Because honestly, like that lights my fire, right? Like that lights me up a little bit. Not that I don't love business. I do. I love business. I want, if you're a business owner listening to this, I want you to love your business. I'm not afraid to sell. If you've been around my businesses, you know that about me. Like I love selling my products because my products are awesome. But I also sometimes just think, like, what does it look like to do stuff that's not necessarily a strategic decision, but just a passionate decision? Because honestly, sometimes being a business owner is exhausting. Let's be real for a minute, you guys. Being a business owner isn't always like sunshine and roses. And I'll share a little bit more about this probably in future episodes if I'm just talking about things that I want to talk about. But, you know, I feel like I am in the thick with my business, right? I am in the mess. We're in the process with all of our different brands of making a lot of changes and changing up strategies and figuring things out and figuring out teams and figuring out leadership. And, you know, like a lot of it has a purpose that we're doing. And I feel like I do have a bigger plan and I know where we're heading and I know what we're going for. And that gets me excited. But in the moment right now, it's messy. Oh, it's messy and it's expensive. And it has meant, you know, experiencing a dip in revenue as we try to put these changes in place that I know will result in future growth and future revenue. But if we don't do these things now, we'll get stuck. And so it's messy. It's messy and there's a lot of things going on and there's a lot of people to manage and there's a lot of emotions to manage. And I have two teenagers at home and two high schoolers for the first time ever. I have a senior and a freshman and they can be a lot teenage girls especially are a lot, and it's just a lot. That's where I'm at right now. I'm juggling a lot of balls and I am often dropping them. And so here's what I want to say about this podcast. I really want to do this. I want to just be here and I want to be real and I want to talk about things that I care about. And I'm excited to do that. I'm excited about something that is just not even, I don't even really see this as a business thing, right? It's not even part of my business. It's just something that I want to do for myself. And for that reason, I am not going to commit to anything, you guys. I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you a schedule. I'm not going to put my type A hat on and have it all lead somewhere. And I'm not going to commit to one episode a week. I'm not going to commit to anything. So you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. It's pretty much what I'm saying. If you like this podcast and you like this new format, you're just going to have to make sure that you subscribe so that you can be notified when there's new episodes, because it might be a little sporadic. And frankly, sporadic is all I've got for you. It's all I can promise you right now, but I will do my best. And because I am just excited about the opportunity to talk. Maybe that sounds weird, but I will say this today as a, I guess, I don't know, just as a season two relaunch, I do have a couple of episodes. I managed to put together a couple of episodes before I put this out into the world. So I have a couple of episodes that you can listen to right away. And then you can decide for yourself whether this new direction is your cup of tea, whether you like these new types of episodes. And if it is, then like I said, just be sure to subscribe so that when my random episodes come out, you can be notified when they are available. And then, of course, remember that if you want more of a regular schedule, I do have a regular schedule on the Ditch the Carbs podcast. We have an editorial calendar and everything there. So you can find those new episodes every Monday and Thursday if you want to listen over there. All right. So that's it, guys. That's what to expect for season two. I hope you like it. If you're excited about this new direction, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. At RuthSukup is my DM handle, or you can send me an email at ruth@ruthsukup.com. I would always love to hear from you, and I'll see you soon.